ओम शांति। क्रिएटिंग पावरफुल एंड स्टेबल स्टेज The need of this time is creating powerful and stable stage of yoga. Because we have to burn the sins of past birth. There is not much time left. That is why we have to burn the sins of past birth. Secondly, we have to recharge the battery of a soul fast. And for charging the battery of a soul fast, we need to create powerful yoga stage. And thirdly, Baba really wants us to get ready for service through the mind. And for doing service to the mind, we really need to have the treasure of powers. And that is why we have to develop powerful stage of yoga. We are practicing yoga every day. But still we are getting comments sometimes from the surrounding people. You are practicing yoga, but still you are becoming angry. You are getting upset. By having ordinary yoga, we are not really able to transform our hardened samskar of 63 baat. For transferring that samskar, old samskar, we really need to practice powerful yoga. We are charging the soul battery since long time. But even the battery is not charging fast. What is the reason? By having ordinary yoga, we are receiving little power on one hand, and on the other hand, we are using that power also. there is no collection of power. That is why the speed of charging the battery is not fast. We always check the three aspects of income, spiritual income. How much is my earning? How much is my spending? And how much is my saving? My earning must be maximum, spending must be minimum. By the result of that, the saving would be maximum. And for that, powerful yoga stage is very important aspect in our Brahmin life. For practicing powerful yoga, we should work sincerely on five aspects. If we would work on this five aspects, then gradually our yoga stage would be powerful. First aspect. For creating powerful yoga stage, we must increase the experience of deep and powerful soul conscious stage. Deep and powerful experience of soul conscious stage. What does that mean? While sitting in a solitude, we must visualize deeply and clearly that I am a shining star. My true existence in this world is in the form of shining star only. As much the percentage of visualization is increasing, that much the depth of soul conscious stage is increasing. The eye of intellect must be focused on the soul. Deepest soul conscious stage means 100% awareness of the soul and 0% awareness of the body. Body is just instrument. But I am a tiny and shining star. By this way, we must keep on increasing the depth of soul conscious stage. And powerful soul conscious stage means we should not consider ourselves as a soul only, but we should consider ourself as a powerful soul. I am Master Almighty Soul. Or I am a powerful soul. Or I am a Master Son of Knowledge Soul. If we would have ordinary soul conscious stage, we can receive little bit power from Baba. But if we really would have powerful soul conscious stage, while sitting in yoga, we can receive lots of powers from the source, Baba. That is why I am not only a soul, but I am Master Almighty Soul. I am a powerful soul. And we must experience consistency in that soul conscious stage. Sometimes we may have awareness of the soul consciousness, or sometimes we may not have. But by doing intensive efforts, we must keep on maintaining consistency throughout the day. Second aspect. For creating powerful yoga stage, we must experience deep and powerful God consciousness. What does it mean? Deep God consciousness. Experience of deep God consciousness. We must sit in Peace Palace Paramdham, very close to Baba. While sitting close to Baba, we must observe Baba's beautiful form deeply. How really Baba's form is. The form is a point of light, as the form of a soul point of light. But what is the difference in soul and supreme soul? Whatever the seven qualities are there of the soul, Baba is an ocean of that seven qualities. Just imagine how powerful he would be. seven oceans are merged in that point of light. That is why He is the supreme point of light. That is why we are observing Baba's praise in the scriptures in the form of Sun of Knowledge. Sun means unlimited source of spiritual energy. Tremendous source of spiritual energy. Ocean of power. You just imagine, He is donating powers to the entire worldly soul. How He would be powerful. Satyam Sivam Sundaram is the praise of God. Satyam means ever truthful. He is donating the power of truthfulness to the entire worldly soul. He is ocean of truth. That is why there is a saying, God is truth and truth is God. Shivam means ever benefactor. He is having good wishes, well wishes for each and every soul constantly. He is ocean of benefactor. Sundaram means ever beautiful. He is the most beautiful being in this three world. The beauty is depend on the percentage of purity. He is ocean of purity. He is making beautiful to the entire worldly souls. That is why while sitting very close to Baba, we must visualize Baba's beautiful form. And we must experience His beautiful company. He is my best companion. I am enjoying His company. I feel comfort in His company. I am experiencing supersensitive joy in His company. I And powerful God conscious stage means, as Arjuna has said in the scripture, the form of God is extremely powerful. He is powerful than thousands and thousands of suns. He described in scripture like this. I mean to say that we must experience Baba's powerful form as a son of knowledge in Paramdham. Third aspect. For creating powerful and constant stable yoga stage, our mind and intellect must be full with joy and full with godly intoxication. When our mind and intellect is really full with joy and full with happiness and full with intoxication, we are getting wonderful experiences, unique experiences in yoga. And for that, we must experience happiness and intoxication throughout the day by sitting on the throne of self-respect. The soul must sit on the throne of self-respect. What does it mean? I am a soul. But when I am thinking, I am Master, World, Benefactor, Soul, means I am already seated on the throne of World, Benefactor stage. When the soul is sitting on the seat of World, Benefactor stage, then automatically creating thoughts like that, the words would be like that, and actions would be like that. Everything is changing. Baba has given us this throne of self-respect. We must not lose this throne of self-respect. For experiencing stable yoga stage, we must keep on sitting constantly on this throne of self-respect. When we are losing that throne, we are losing happiness. And because of that, we are not getting good experiences in yoga. If you really would like to create stable stage of yoga, stable stage, you must have hold on two aspects. You must have grip or authority or hold on two aspects. First, soul conscious stage, and second, maintaining self-respect. When we are losing one of these two things, our stage is fluctuating. That is why, by doing intensive efforts, we must develop the authority on these two important aspects. No matter what situation is coming, no matter what problem is coming in front of me, but I never ever want to lose my self-respect or soul-conscious state. This is a secret of maintaining stable stage of yoga. When we are experiencing very good self-respect throughout the day, we are experiencing very good intoxication and happiness all the time. We are receiving lots of sustenance from Baba. But even though we are not really able to maintain and sustain good self-respect, what is the reason? What is the root cause? We want to maintain constant self-respect, but we are not really able to maintain that. What would be the reason? Body consciousness. Iron age. Effect of iron age. On one hand, we were the hero actor in golden age and silver age. But on the other hand, Maya put us in the jail for 2,500 years. And because of this reason, there is a deeply rooted samskaras of inferiority complex in the soul. For a long time, we were in the jail of Maya. We were the slave of Maya. Not for 10 years, not for 100 years, but 2,500 years. That deeply rooted samskar is not allowing us to maintain that type of the self-respect. That is why we must not think about this area, but we always must think like this golden age and silver age area. How my role was really great in golden age and silver age. I was the king of kings. I was a hero actor, playing role, hero. automatically you would be able to maintain very good intoxication and happiness throughout the day. Many souls, they are saying that, oh, we have not received the sustenance of Brahma Baba. How can we follow Brahma Baba in this aspect? But we must learn this art of being in the self-respect all the time from Bab Dada. When Bab Dada is descending in Dadi's body, look at Baba's face. Anybody could feel that this is the supreme soul. He is the highest authority of this world. Anybody could feel by observing Baba's face. I am a supreme soul. I am master, almighty soul. Baba is having that always intoxication. We must learn from Baba's space. When Baba is delivering the Murli, in every version there is authority. We are experiencing. Fourth aspect. For experiencing powerful yoga stage, we must increase true heartly love for Baba. In this confluence age, my true heartly love is only for Baba. He is my whole world. When we are experiencing Baba as the whole world, then automatically our love is transferring towards Baba. And that is why Baba has said, where you are living? I am living in God's heart. And God is living in my heart. How fortunate am I? He offered me his heart throne. He is giving me wonderful sustenance. Our love is increasing on the basis of two things. One, first thing is sustenance. And second thing is attainments. We are receiving wonderful sustenance from Baba. Greatless sustenance. He is not expecting anything from us. Is giving and giving and giving. Somebody asks, what is the difference in between God and human being? What is the difference in God and human being? Human being gets and forgets. God gives and forgives. He always gives and forgives. Forget. Man always get and forget. Baba is giving us wonderful sustenance. That is why our true heartly love must increase to us, Baba. And attainments. Baba is giving us tremendous treasures, lots of treasures. In this confluence age, inheritance of 21 birth, golden age, silver age, that is there. That is already fixed. No one can steal that inheritance from me. That is a guarantee for future. But in this confluence also, he is giving me so much. Lots of treasures of virtues and blessings and powers and no one can give me in this world like that. That is why my true heartly love must increase for Baba gradually and gradually. And when the love is increasing, then automatically we start experiencing combined stays with Baba, oneness with Baba, deeply lost in the ocean of love, Baba. Combined stays with Baba. On one hand, he is the ocean of love, but on the other hand, he is sun of knowledge, he is the ocean of power, then automatically that loveful stage is transferring in a powerful stage. That loveful stage is transferring in a powerful stage. If I hold burning charcoal in my hand will burn. In the same way, the sun of knowledge, Baba, he is the ocean of powers. When I start experiencing combined stage with Baba, then automatically that loveful stage can transfer in a powerful stage. Automatically my sins will burn in that powerful yoga experience. And for increasing love for Baba, we must keep on experiencing all relationship with Baba. My all relation must be with Baba only. Why I should transfer my true heartly love towards Baba only? Why? Why not towards the physical beings and physical things? It automatically comes to others. I must have that realization. Why? I should transfer my love towards Baba. When I would have realization, then automatically from the heart, I will work on that. There are five reasons why I should share my love towards Baba only, with Baba only. There are 5 reasons for this. First reason is that God's love is only reliable love. Human love is not reliable love. Reliable love. Reliable love. I can only trust God. I cannot trust any human being. Second reason, God's love is only imperishable love, everlasting love, unlimited love. Human love is perishable love, limited love, and great full love. And third reason is that only God's love is unconditional love and uncomplicated love. Human love have lots of conditions, lots of complications. He is a lot of innocent. His love is unconditional and uncomplicated love. And fourth reason is only God's love is purifying the soul. Human love is impurifying the soul. As long as I would be with Baba, automatically my soul will purify in His company. He is a purifier. And fifth reason, God's love is taking us beyond this physical world, holiest and highest place, Paramdham. Top quality souls are always living on the top floor. Top quality soul are always living on the top floor in soul world. This world is a guest house. My rest house is Paramdham. I am guest here. In this world and in this body, I, the soul, is a guest, temporary. Because of these 5 reasons, I really would like to transform my true hearty love towards Baba. And fifth aspect for creating powerful and stable yoga stage, fifth aspect is there must be very good concentration in yoga process. As much our concentration is increasing, that much powerful experience of yoga we are getting automatically. The eye of intellect must fully focus only and only on Baba. I must experience Baba as a light of my eyes. Especially at Amrut Vela or in evening yoga, we must experience that type of the concentration. While performing action, we may not able to maintain that type of the concentration. But when we are sitting, particularly for having yoga, we must maintain that concentration. Because when we are maintaining concentration, full concentration, we are receiving tremendous powers from Baba. And with concentration, the powers are transforming in the fire of yoga. And in that fire of yoga, our sins are burning away within no time. When we are sitting in yoga at Amrit Vela, sit with full determination. Today, anyhow, I really would like to have the experience of volcanic yoga or powerful yoga. As much determination would be there, that much success you can get. Because success is a shadow of determination. For chanting the mantra of Manmanabhav, the eye of intellect must be fully focused on Baba. We must maintain the balance of loveful stage and powerful stage of yoga, especially at Amrit Vela. There must not be always, all the time, loveful stage only. Loveful conversation with Baba only. Love is the medium. Through that medium, we are receiving power from Baba. Successful yoga means experiencing powers within the soul. And that is why the concentration is playing prominent role in this yoga process. Great warrior means what? What Baba explained yesterday. Great warrior means always experiencing happiness in his life, always experiencing soul conscious stage in his life, and always experiencing very good yoga in his life. These are the signs of great warriors. Because we are in the field, battlefield of Maya. There is always opposition. But while being in that opposition, we must maintain that stage. Happiness. All the time. The word happiness is simple word, but it's very important word in this Brahmin life. Remaining happy all the time is a very with achievement in Brahmin life. Why that is important? Because when we are experiencing happiness in our life, the mind and intellect is becoming very light and easy, and automatically that light mind and intellect is going easily towards Paramdham, and we can have connection easily with Baba. This is the benefit of maintaining happiness. When we are not happy, our intellect and mind is just wandering in this corporeal world. And for maintaining our happiness, we must pay attention on three things. First thing, maintaining very good self-respect all the day long. Second thing, increasing churning power, playing with the jewels of knowledge as long as possible gives you happiness. And third thing, never observe negativity of others, drawbacks of others, weakness of others. Always maintain positive attitude with generous heart, then you can experience ever happiness. Everybody have weakness. I don't want to observe weakness of anybody. I want to see only qualities in each and every soul. Then easily I can maintain our happiness in my mind. Because remaining happy all the time that is the first quality of deity in golden age. Always cheerful. Remaining always cheerful. Harshit Mukta. Cheerful face. Happy face. That is why we have to imbibe that samskar of remaining ever happy in this confluence age. And the percentage of happiness also must increase day by day. Not only remaining happy is important, but the percentage of happiness also must increase. Must be higher and higher and higher. As much our thought level purity is increasing, automatically the degree of happiness also is increasing. That is why in my mind, always there must be flow of pure thought, powerful thought, gentle thoughts. Then automatically I can experience ever happiness in my life. Because experiencing happiness or unhappiness is depend on the type of the thoughts which we are creating in our mind. In this way, or if we work on this five aspect, then automatically we would be able to create powerful stage and stable stage of yoga. Om Shanti. Would you like to have powerful yoga experience now? For a while? Yes? Then can you stand up for a while? Can you stand? Stretch your body. Thank you. Sit straight with back straight. Safedi light rakhna. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly in the center of my forehead that I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. Wonderful star is shining on my forehead. I am a living diamond. Spreading the light of eight powers all around me. And experiencing wonderful aura. Surrounding me, I am a pure soul spreading the light of purity. Experiencing wonderful crown of purity. Oh, how fortunate am I? I am visualizing and experiencing my true form. Incorporeal form. That is the point of divine love. I am a powerful soul master, almighty soul my true existence in this world. It's just a point of divine light. I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect. And flying upwards, towards the soul world. Flying beyond this world globe. Flying far beyond the sun and moon and stars. Oh, I arrived at a world of angels. How beautiful is this angelic world? It is a world of infinite snow white, bright, divine light. It is a world of infinite purity. I, the soul, adopt the dress of divine light, dress of an angel. How light and beautiful dress is this? Oh, the emperor of angels. Sweet Brahma Baba is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My dearest dad, Shiva Baba is also present in him. Baba is giving me love field drishti. The angel become lost in ocean of love. Oh, my sweet child. Most welcome here in this angelic world. And experience any relationship with me anytime. And fill your heart with true godly love. I, the soul, is living the dreams of an angel. And flying toward the soul world. Flying and flying towards the soul world. I arrived at the soul world. It is a world of infinite golden red divine light, it is a world of infinite peace, this is my true home, this is my sweet silence home. The soul is enjoying the feelings of this world. Oh. Incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. He's the most beautiful being in this world. I am enjoying his beauty. Bhava becomes the light of my eyes. I experience Bhava as my whole world. Bhava the soul was suffering badly in the ocean of sorrow. And hey, merciful Father, you just picked me up and put me in your lap of so presence of joy. You're so generous, Baba. So merciful, Baba. You are giving me everything which I really need, Baba. I love you, Baba. Baba is the son of knowledge. It's unlimited source of spiritual energy. It's an ocean of spiritual power. The soul is receiving constantly the shower of powers from Son of Knowledge, Baba. I am enjoying spiritual sunbath. The soul is receiving and receiving tremendous powers, unlimited powers, and in the fire of yoga, my senses are burning away. Within no time, I feel very light and happy. Receiving and receiving tremendous powers constantly from the source power. My energy level is increasing and increasing. Truly, these are the golden moments of my life. I, the soul, is experiencing myself directly in the company of God.
He is my best companion. I really would like to sustain this beautiful experience as long as I can. Baba, Baba, I receive lots of powers from you, Baba. But I have one more little desire, Baba. There must be constantly burning lamp of your love in the temple of my heart, Baba. So that I can sing the songs of your praise at every second of this confluence age, Baba. The soul is returning from incorporeal world via subtle region towards the corporeal world. And entering in this corporeal body, sitting in the center of my forehead, I am Master Almighty Soul. Radiating living waves of powers in this atmosphere and charging this atmosphere mm-hmm.